Welcome back to Walking Away from Arcadia. There's no episode this week because Victor and I have both had really awkwardly weird holiday seasons, and our lives got completely eaten by those things. So, no episode this week, but we'll be back January 1st. And in the meantime, here's a little preview on one of the episodes we're working on for the in-canon history of Changeling the Dreaming. We look forward to seeing you in 2018. I missed the resurgence, that wave of magic and mists that crashed up against our autumn world and changed everything. Yes, it changed everything. I think I see it more clearly than most because I was alive before and after, but not during. That horripilating power spread over our world, receded, and calmed by the time I crystallized again. I put on some tea for us. You go ahead and sit. You know how it is, or maybe you don't. Either way, I've always had a lot of memories of my past lives. That's not a boast. It's not like Hobbes to boast, you know. Sea and stones. See that? Kith matters so much more now than it did before. During the long winter, Kith mattered, of course. It was still who we were, but it didn't have this hold over us the way it does now. Look at me. I'm a brownie. I've always been a brownie. That kind of thing doesn't change. But people change, and I'm half people now, just like you. You wouldn't know it to look at me, but I've had my adventures, lifetimes of 'em. I've left home, gone out, saved helpless young men, busted down doors, broken knees, made women weak in the knees, worked in the mines, been a big damn hero. That kind of thing isn't proper for a hob these days. The sheet and the Boggins all shake their heads and gossip about those of us who go off and fail to live up to our responsibilities and live our lives the way we choose. Of course, you know, I've been the quiet life of making home sometimes too. Nothing wrong with that. Those are just a little foggier for me. The thrills are smaller and the sorrows are bigger. Though sticking all together, other kind of. The point is that those lives aren't bad just because I'm a hob. The point is that they're mine. I get to choose them. I don't want some shiny elfling lord popping up and commanding, or some nobody boggin scolding me for. Oh, sorry. That'll be the tea. Let me get that. No need to get up. Now, where was I? Oh, right. Busybodies who can't mind their own business telling free fae how to live. That sort of thing just didn't happen before the Resurgence War, you know, I tell you what. And it certainly doesn't happen among the Galane. To them, it's terribly rude for someone to presume to tell another how to live. Before the Resurgence, we were like that too. We all knew what was what. We went through dozens of lives without the Shi, without their power forcing us into roles and courts and predicaments. Our court allegiances started to fade and blend and blur. What was once natural became choice. In the new world, we could choose what it meant to be Seelie, or Unseelie, or Brownie, or Pooka, or Pisky, or even Fae. We became changelings out of a choice. A terrible, impossible choice, but a choice. Maybe something about our mortal halves bled into our Fae lives. Or maybe that choice we made during the Shattering opened us up to new choices. But we started to choose who and what we were, just like our mortal kin did. We could be monsters, or gods, or patrons, or homemakers, or tailspinners, or anything. We still had our kith and our nature pulling us or pushing us towards, in a way, certain things. But we could be anything. It was freedom. Terrible, awesome freedom. For dozens of lives, we lived as we saw fit. We made our own stories and legacies. We were the free Fae. Then the Shi came back.